Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Pei Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our previous sugya, we were explaining the shita of Rebbe Eliezer when you have a mixture of blood from two kinds of korbanos. In the course of our discussion, we encountered Rav Ashi's hesber of Shitas Rebbe Eliezer, and Rav Ashi pointed out that Ein Bila, that Rebbe Eliezer, who on Daf Pei Omed Aleph said that in a case of a mixture of Mei Chatos and Mayim Ba'alma, one should do two Hazos, Rav Ashi had explained that Shita by saying Ein Bila, and that's why he requires two Hazos. In order for the Gemara to accept Rav Ashi, the Gemara subjected him to numerous questions from our Mishnayos dealing with the mixture of Korban bloods. In the final analysis, we came out saying at the top of Pei Aleph that the Mishnayos dealing with Korban blood mixtures were dealing with a confusion of cups of blood, but were not dealing at all with blood mixing together in the same cup. With that, we can continue our sugya today. A few lines from the top, 5 lines from the top of Pei Aleph Omer Aleph, where the Gemara asks, Ubebolu lo pligi? And in the case of mixture of blood in one cup, is it so that they don't argue? In other words, that the Chachomim don't argue with Rebbe Lozer? After all, that's what the Gemara answered in our previous shiur at the very end. In order to defend Rav Ashi's explanation, the Gemara suggested that Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan do not argue in the case of Bolol. So the Gemara asks, but we seem to see a Tanaic source in which Rabbi Eliezer is featured, and there is a machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding the case of Bolol. V'hotanya. We have a Tanaic source that appears in the frame, as do all Tanaic sources in our Gemara marking system. We should also point out that we are about to embark on a long question, as is illustrated by the kuf that's encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text and the vertical dashed line that follows, indicating that all of the lines of the Gemara parallel to this dashed vertical line form the question. So the Gemara presents a Tanaic source, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Nechilku Rabbi Yosef Chachomim, Al Dam Chatos Shinisarev Bedam Oilo Shikrav. In the case of Dam Chatos and Dam Olo that get mixed up, there is no machlokis according to this approach that you shall offer it. Barovea Venirba Shelo Yikrav, if the sacrificial blood gets mixed up with the blood of animals that were used in bestiality, then do not offer it at all. Alma nechliku, in what case is there a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? Al dam tamimo shinisarev bedam balas mum, where there's a mixture of blood from unblemished animals, which are fit for sacrifice, that are sacrifices, and blood from blemished animals that are not acceptable as sacrifices. Rebbe Elazar Omer Yikrav. Rebbe Elazar says, even though you have dam bali mum, dam of a bal mum mixed in, offer it. Bein bebolul Bein b'koyseis. V'chachom omrim likrav. Lo yikrav, they say. The Chacham, and we've dashed underlined the main expression. Rebbe Elazar says, offer the blood even if the mixture is in one vessel. That's the case of bolol, or whether it be the case of koisos, which is what we spoke about in our previous sugya, in our previous shiur. Well, you see from here that the Chachamim argue with Rebbe Elazar in the case of bolol. And if that's the case, so then that brings into question the explanation that Rav Ashi had offered in Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Eliezer, Masni Bain Bebolol Bain Bekoisis. He teaches that Rabbi Eliezer holds his Shita that you should offer the blood in the mixture, even in the case of Bolol, and as well as the case of Koisis. V'rabbonon b'koisos pligi, the rabbonon who argue with Rabbi Yehuda. Let's not confuse this rabbonon with the rabbonon who argue with Rabbi Eliezer. This is a later rabbonon. This is a rabbonon who parallels Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbonon, though, set up the machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim only in the case of koisos, and it's according to that approach that Rav Ashi learns Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. Before we go further in the Gemara, let's take a look at our note on the side. We have a Nosei Mivne heading, and you can see houses that appear in two different directions. These represent a Machlokes Abaye v'Rav Yosef. That Machlokes equals Machlokes Reish Lakish v'Rav Yochanan. Im Yesh Lahamid Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer v'Chachamim b'Tarovis Dam Oyla v'Chatos. Should we set up the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in the case of the mixture of the blood of an Ola sacrifice with the blood of a sin offering? Gam im Nisarvu Achrei Matnas Dam Achatos. Even if the mixture of the Ola blood is after the Chata sin offering blood was already offered on its own. Klomar, Shinis Arvu Shiore Chatos in Tchilas Oila. Can we set up the case involving the leftover Chatos blood, which is supposed to be spilled at the Yesoid of the Mizbeach, the bottom part of the Mizbeach, that it, the Shiore Chatas, got mixed up with the Ola offering blood, Oi, Shaladivre Hakul, or are we to say that according to all opinions, Mokoim Oilo equals Mokoim Shirayim? That everyone would agree that where the place that an Ola blood is offered on the Mizbeach is the same place as the Shirayim blood is placed. In other words, that possibly is not a machlokes. Turning to the Gemara, Omar Abaye, Lo Shanu Elo Tchilas Chatos V'Oila. The Shita of the Chachamim that we have learned about that says, spill it out. Spill it to the Amo. And the idea of spill it out is because we don't want you to change. Let us say, for example, you have Ola and Chatos blood that get mixed up, and whereas Rabbi Eliezer said you can do a sprinkling above and then a sprinkling below, and the Ola blood, which is supposed to be below the midway mark of the Mizbeach, that was sprinkled above, was done so in order for me to machshir the chatos. So I had a case of chatos oila blood mixed. I sprinkled some of it above, and the oila blood that was there, we said, view it as water. The Chachamim said, you can't offer in an incorrect fashion the sacrificial blood of one korban in order to save, so to speak, or fulfill another korban. In other words, one cannot be done at the expense of the other. So that could be that the Shitas Chachomim of the Isser of Lishana Yismokim Oila, because of Hechsher Chatos, that may be only in the case of what we call Tchilas Chatos, where Tchilas Chatos is blood of the Chatos before any has been sprinkled, and it must be done on the upper part of the Mizbeach. So in order to do the chatos, you have to do it at the expense, so to speak, of the Ola blood that's mixed in being applied to the upper part of the Mizbeach, which is not the right place for the Ola blood to be applied. Aval, the Gemara goes on, soif chatos with chilas oila. If you already had done the chatos blood properly on its own, not as part of a mixture, and then it got mixed up, the remaining blood, which is called the shirayim, got mixed up with the ola, with ola blood that has not been applied at all, maybe, or as far as Abaye is concerned, Abaye says, divrei hakol, even the Rabbanon will agree, mokoim ola equals mokoim shirayim, that the place on the Mizbeach that the ola blood is to be applied is a legitimate place for the shiorei chatos blood to be applied. So that when I do the application on the lower part of the Mizbeach, and in this case where ola is mixed with shiorei chatos, I'm not going to do any applications on the upper part of the Mizbeach. Shirayim always goes on the lower part of the Mizbeach. So it could be, or as Abaye says, everyone will agree, even the Chachamim will agree, that apply the ola application, and with that application you're also fulfilling the shiorei chatos requirement, because it's done in the same place. With our markings we've emphasized this expression, mokom oila equals mokom shirayim. That's Abaye's opinion. Omar le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef responds, hochi Omar Rav Yehuda, shirayim tzrichim itzdaba. One cannot say that the Mokom Oila is Mokom Shirayim, because the Shirayim, it's not sufficient that you offer them on the lower part of the Mizbeach, on the wall of the lower half of the Mizbeach. You have to pour the Shirayim on the top of the Yesoid. The Yesoid is that is the base of the Mizbeach, which juts out around most of the bottom of the Mizbeach. It juts out in an amo around the base of the Mizbeach, it forming the base of the Mizbeach. So itzdaba is a reference to, literally, is a platform. You have to pour the blood on the top of this jutting out amo, as opposed to splashing the blood on the side of the Mizbeach. Whereas the ola is supposed to be splashed upon the lower side of the Mizbeach. So Mokom Ola, according to this approach of Tzrichin Itzdaba, is not the same as Mokom Shirayim. If you look in the Rashi, Tzrichin Itzdaba, in the widest lines in the lower part of the page, you'll see Rashi, Shiyishbechem Al Gabi Hayesoid Mamish, also Itzdaba. The expectation, as far as the shirayim is concerned, is that you pour them on the top of the yesod, the part of the base of the mizbeach that juts out an amo. V'lo yizrikem l'kir hazokuf k'mishpat oila, and don't splash or throw the blood to the shirayim blood to the wall, the upright part of the wall of the Mizbeach, which you would do with an Ola. And as a result of this, ubesayf chatos v'Ola nami l'rabbonin yishpach li'amo. If you have a mixture of shirayim of chatos with Ola blood, Ola meaning the actual Ola blood, according to the Rabbonin, you'd have to pour it into the reject ditch, the amo. Continuing in the Gemara, V'chein Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Notice with the markings that before we read this V'chein, there had been a semicolon. Because if there was no semicolon, one would read the V'chein as a continuation of the Gemara paralleling the following to Rav Yosef. But here we're not paralleling this to Rav Yosef, and we've taken the precautions of using the semicolon, plus the house form indicating that this shita parallels Abaye. And that's exactly what we've written in, that the following, this v'chein omer Rav Shimon Lakish, is like Abaye. So he says, the Gemara says, v'chein omer Rav Shimon Lakish, lo yishanu, elo tchilas chatos v'oila. The statement of the Rabbanan that say, pour the mixture of blood into the Amo, the rejection ditch, that's only when there's a mixture of chatos, blood, that hasn't been sprinkled yet at all, with Ola, blood, that had not been sprinkled. Avol, soif chatos, utchilas Ola, soif chatos is the shirayim, that gets mixed up with Ola, blood that has not been sprinkled. Divrei HaKol, everyone, including the Chachomim, who previously argued on Rabbi Eliezer, Divrei HaKol, Mokum Ola, Mokum Shirayim. That means, as we saw before, that the place on the Mizbech that you splatter, or that you do the Zrikas Dam Ola, is sufficient for, or is also the place for, the pouring of the Shirayim, the Shorei Chatos blood. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, notice with our markings that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Not only does he disagree with Reish Lakish, but he also parallels Rabbi Yosef. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'itema Rabbi Lozer, adayin hi machlokes. That this case is still the subject of a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim, where only Rabbi Eliezer will say you can make this, you can do an application of this mixture, whereas the Chachamim would say that Shiorei Chatos and Tchilas Ola has to be poured into the Amo. As we continue in the Gemara, we notice a new geometric form with regard to this sugya. We have the trapezoid, or sometimes referred to as the volcano shape. We will take a look at the side of Gemara. We have our Tat Nosei, the subtopic that we've already started, which says, Mahu Mokoim Hamaduyok Al HaMizbeach Shomatan Shiorei Dam Chatos. What's the exact location on the Mizbeach that's suitable for the Shiorei Dam Chatos, the leftover Chatos blood, after the primary sprinklings have been, or primary applications have been done? Now the structure that features the trapezoid, the volcano form, are kushyos almi she'eno sover de mokom oilo equals mokom shirayim. These will be questions on the opinion that does not hold that the mokom oilo and mokom shirei chatos are one and the same. In other words, we will be expecting from the sources that the Gemara cites, we will be showing you that Mokom Oila is Mokom Shirayim. Hence, these will be kashis on, let us say, Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Yochanan. Continuing in the Gemara. Before actually we continue, we also want to take note of another marking that we have on the side. Tat Nosei Mivneh, we have a bow tie featured, a new subtopic. Mispor Shel Makoros Shebehemshech Melamdim De'ein Oilin Mevatlin Ze Eze. This is a new concept, which will also be featured by the Gemara. Ein Oilin, is a reference to things that are placed on the Mizbeach, sacrifices, and more specifically, in our case, the blood of different sacrifices that get mixed up are not mevatel zedzed, that even if you have the majority of one of the two, the minority amount retains its identity. Let's see the Gemara now. Mosiv Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Kodesh Heim. This is a pasuk found by a b'chor. B'chor is a firstborn male animal that is presented as a gift to the Kohen, who then offers it, the Kohen then brings it to the Beis HaMikdash and offers it as a sacrifice. The Pasuk says, Kodesh Heim, She'im nis'arev bedam kotshim achirim yikrevu, that even in the event that the Bechor blood gets mixed up with other sacrificial blood, offer it anyway. My lav, what are we not including in this Seif Ola Ubachor? Seif Ola is the Shiore Dam of an Ola. After you did an Ola blood offering on its own, the residual blood got mixed up, the remaining blood got mixed up with Bechor blood. Ushma mino, and from this we would conclude, and we should note, that a Bechor sacrifice, when the blood of that is offered under normal circumstances, it's offered on the lower wall of the Mizbeach. That, in effect, could be termed Mokum Oila. So that the Bechor, in this case, is going to be portrayed in the Gemara as Mokum Ola, because Bechor and Ola blood are applied on the lower wall of the Mizbeach. And we also see, in this particular case, this Gemara is setting it up as a mixture of Bechor blood with Shiore Ola. So the Gemara wants to conclude that since it says Yikrvu, Shma Mino, we can conclude Mokom Oila, Mokom Shirayim. Let's take a look at the Rashi, Kodesh Heim. B'vachor Ksiv, Rashi says, as we pointed out, this posuk is in the case of a Bechor. Umashmale Heim equals B'hav Yosan Yehu. The word Kodesh Heim means it shall remain as it is. Shim nis'arvu b'domim achirim, if Bechor blood gets mixed up with other bloods. Loi ovdu eshmam, they don't lose their identity. V'yikrivu, and are to be offered. Ulurabonan misukma, and this is set up, this source is set up according to the Rabbonan. Kegoin shnis'arev b'tachtoinim k'moisoi, that the Bechor blood got mixed up with other lower part of Mizbeach blood. Velo b'chatas, and not a mix-up with chatas blood, which is expected to be done on the upper part of the Mizbeach. Because according to the Rabbanan, if you have a situation like that, it will certainly be destined to the Amah, to the rejection ditch. My lav, what are we talking about in this drasha, in this case of Kodesh Heim? Diarev b'soif ola, that Bechor blood got mixed up with leftover ola blood, leftover after the initial matnas ola were done. Shehu shirayim, the soif ola is shirayim. V'holchim l'mokum shiorei chatos. Shiorei ola goes to the same place that shiorei chatos blood would go. Kidamon beizim mekomon tein yisoy l'mizbeach shel ola, as the Gemara proved earlier in the Masechta, that the Ola remaining, the remaining Ola blood goes on the base, just like the remaining Chatos blood. The Katani, and this source tells us the Tchilas Bechor Kosher Bo, that the Kosher Bo Lechatchila, that the initial blood applications of a Bechor go to that place that the Shiore Ola go. Shemekoimoi Mokom Tchilas Ola. The mokom of a Bechor is known to be the same as the place of Tchila, so the beginning of an Ola blood application. What can we conclude from all of this? Alma mokom Tchilas Ola u'Tchilas Bechor hu mokom kosher l'shvichas shirayim l'chatchila, that the place that you do initial Bechor blood offering, which we just said is the same as initial Ola offering, happens to be the same location that's acceptable for Shvichas Shirayim. So this would prove that Mokom Oila is Mokom Shirayim, which is against what Rav Yosef and Rav Yochanan said in the Gemara just above. The Gemara rejects this and says, Loi, the case here is not featuring a mixture of Bechor with Shiore Ola, rather Tchilas Ola u'Bechor. There's a mixture of bloods of two sacrifices that have not been sprinkled at all. Omai Komash Malon, so what's the purpose of this source? What is it teaching me then? The Ain Oilin Mevatlin Zeh, is it coming to teach me that two types of sacrifices don't cancel one another out? even if there is rove of one, that one of them is in the majority, that there's a majority quantity of one, nevertheless the minority quantity in the mixture retains its identity. Well, that particular point is learned from another source, not from Kodesh Haim. Hai mi velokach midam apar umidam hasoyer nafka. That's learned from a pasuk that appears in the Yom Kippur service, where the Kohen Gadol cow offering, the blood of the par of the Kohen Gadol and the par of the soyer, the chatas lashem, are mixed together for an application on the Mizbeach that's found in the Heichal, on the golden altar in the Heichal. Now, it's very clear that there's more blood in a par than there is in a soyer. A par is a cow, as opposed to a soyer, a goat. And yet, the bloods are mixed, and the Pasuk refers to the bloods as the blood of a par and a soyer. The soyer, even though it's in a minority, doesn't lose its identity. So, if you're going to say that the source of Kodesh Haim is talking about Chilas Bechor with Chilas Oila, and the Chidish is Ein Oilin Mevatlin Zezel, well, that point's already known from another source. So the Gemara says, Tanoihi, the issue of Ein Oilin Mevatlin Zezel, and from where is it, where and from where is it learned, is a Machlokes Tanoim, is a Tanaic controversy. Iko denafka le mehocha, v'iko denafka le mehocha. There are those that learn it from Kodesh Haim, and there are those that learn it from V'lokach midam apar or midam hasoyer. Mosiv Rava. Before we go further, let's just note that the bowtied 1 and 2 represent sources for the idea of Ein Oilin Mevatlin Zezeh. 1 is opposite the line where Kodesh Haim appeared, and the 2 is positioned near where the pasuk of V'lokach midam apar umidam hasoyer is presented. 2 sources, in the meantime, for the concept of Ein Oilin Mevatlin Ze et Ze. Mosiv Rava, the Gemara continues, with another kasha focused on the issue of Mokoim Oilo Mokoim Shirayim. V'hikrivu b'nei Aaron es Adam, v'zorku es Adam. In this pasuk, the word dam appears twice. Ma Talmud Lomar. What's the point of using the word Ma Talmud Lomar dam dam? Shiyachol, I might have thought, Ein li elo oilo shenis arvo betmurasa she'af mechayim tikrav. I would have thought maybe the only type of mixture that should can be offered is a case of Ola blood that got mixed up with the blood of a Tmuras Ola, where even if the animals were alive, we would say, offer them. Minayin l'rabois toido ushlamim. From where do I know to include a case of a confusion between a toda and a shlamim sacrifice? Mar be'ani toido ushlamim. I will include them as well. Shiboin b'neder unedava kamoisa, that the shlamim can come as a gift offering, just like an ola comes as a neder unedava gift offering. So since they have these like characteristics, when they get mixed up, offer it anyway. Minayin l'rabois esa osham. From where do I know to include a case of a mixture of ola and osham blood? An osham is a type of korban that's sin-related and is not brought as a gift. So how do I know that if there's a mixture of ola and an osham blood that it's to be offered? Marbani es osham, shiton matan dalid kamoso. They have the same, the ola and osham have the same number of blood applications. Bechor umaisru pesach minayin. From where do I know to include a case of an ola blood that gets mixed up with these kind of sacrifices, the blood of these sacrifices, a bechor, meiser behema, or pesach, tamad lomar, dam, dam. So far we've described a mixture of bloods, all kinds of mixtures of ola blood getting mixed up with all of these different kinds of bloods. By the extra word dam, the Torah is telling me, offer it anyway, even though it's in a mixture. my lav, soif oila ubachor. Are we not talking about a mixture of shiore ola? Sof ola is after the ola, initial ola blood applications were done. It got mixed up, the leftover blood got mixed up with, for example, bechor blood. And the Gezeres HaKosev is saying, offer it. Offer it on the Mizbeach. Ushma mina, and we can conclude from here, Mokom Oila equals Mokom Shiraim. Just like we explained before that the bechor blood is placed on the same part of the Mizbeach that you would apply Ola blood, so that where you see Tchilas Bechor getting mixed up with Shiore Ola, the Mokom Ola is represented in this case as by the Bechor. Apply it, even though it's mixed with Shiore Ola blood, apply it to the Mizbeach. It must be that the place suitable for the Ola is the same place suitable for the Shirayim. The Gemara says, lo, that's not the case. What is the mixture then? Tchilas ola ubachor. It's a case of ola blood that got mixed up with bechor blood before any applications were done. Umay komashmulan. So what then is this source telling me? What's it revealing to me? Dein oilin mevatlin zeh. Is it coming to report that information to me? But that we already know, mi velokach midam hapar midam hasoyer nafka. We had already learned that on Omid Aleph from the mixing of the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer of Yom Kippur, where even though the Dam HaSoyer was in the minority, it retains its identity when it's mixed with the Dam HaPar. So the Gemara answers Tanoihi, the issue of what is the source of Ein Oilin Mevatlin Zeza, is a Machlokes Tanoim. Iko Denafkole Mehocha. There are some that learn from Dama Par of Dama Soyer. The Iko Denafkole Mehocha. There are those that learn from over here the case of the Dam Dam. So in effect, we have three sources, three possible sources for the Halacha of Ein Oilin Mevatlin Ze'eze. The Gemara now presents a question. It's a few lines. You'll notice the kuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. Before we learn the long question, let's look at the nosei, the topic heading on the outside margin. Hesber lomo kol echod migimul hadeos loy lomad kechaveroi binyan hamoker le'ein oilin mevatlin zeh. Why did each one of these sources not learn like the other with regard to their respective sources for this halacha of Ein Oilin Mevatlin Zeh Zeh? Turning to the Gemara, Vehani Tanoi, the three Tanoim that were presented regarding Ein Oilin Mevatlin Zeh Zeh, Mivolokach Midama Par Umidama Sur Lo Yalfi, the others, namely the ones that learned from Dam Dam or Kodesh Heim, did not learn from Velokach Midama Par Dama Soyer, Kosavri, they are of the opinion, Ein Me'arvin L'Kronos, that in the Yom Kippur service, the bloods were not mixed for the application on the golden, on the corners of the golden altar in the Heichal. So if they were not mixed, the Pasuk then is quite literal, you take from the Dama Par for its Kronos application and a separate application of the Dam HaSoyer. So they don't, that doesn't serve as a source for a mixture with a majority amount of one where the minority retains its opinion. There is no mixture. Midam Dam Lo Yalfi, the others, the opinion that learned from Kodesh Heim or the opinion that learned from Dam HaPar Dam HaSoyer do not learn from Dam Dam. Why? Because Dam Dam lo mashmalahu, they don't see anything significant in the repetition of the word Dam in that posuk. In other words, the repetition, as far as they are concerned, does not tell me this chiddush. It's not designed to tell me this chiddush. They don't see a chiddush in that repetition. Elo mikodesh heim mai taima lo yafi. Why don't the other opinions learn from Kodesh Heim, the Pasuk that was by the Bechor, that when Bechor blood gets mixed up with other bloods, they are to be offered, being that the Bechor blood, even if it happens to be in the minority, retains its identity, which would teach me Ein Oylin Mevatlim Zezeh. So the Gemara answers, Kosavri, they are of the opinion that Kodesh Heim, that Pasuk teaches me Heim Kraven V'Ein Tmurasan Kreva, that it's coming to teach me that the Bechor is offered, and it's Tmura. Tmura is a situation where you attempt to, where you replicate the sanctity of a particular korban onto a chulin animal, onto an unconsecrated animal. That's a tmura. So they're of the opinion that Kodesh Heim teaches me that only the original animal is offered, and the tmura is not. The idach, the others, nafgalei me'im shor imse lashem hu. From they learned this point of Hein Krev Vein Tmurasa Kreva from this Pasuk, Hu Kare Vein Tmurasa Kreva. The Pasuk that said Lashem Hu teaches me that it, the original sacrifice, is offered, but the Tmura is not. Toshma, as you can see from the markings, we're going back to the discussion concerning Mokom Ola Mokom Shirayim. This is, if we keep track of the number of questions that were raised concerning Mokom Ola Mokom Shirayim, this is the third source demonstrating that Mokom Ola is Mokom Shirayim, which, as we said earlier, would be a kasha on Rav Yosef and Rav Yochanan, who held otherwise. Toshma nosan lemalo velo nimlach. If there was a mixture of chatos with ola blood, that's the assumption for right now. And there was no consultation, and the kohen did us an offering on the upper part of the mizbeach. That's what Nosan Lamala means. And the offering of the blood on the upper part of the Zech would, of course, be an attempt to fulfill the Chatos requirement. Elu v'elu moidim shiachzor v'yitein lamata. Everyone is in agreement. The Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim will agree that go ahead now and do the lower application. Apply the blood that remains after you did the upper application, apply it now on the lower part of the Mizbeach. Eilu v'eilu oylin loy. And it says both of them will qualify for his requirement. My love, what are we talking about? The aruv chatos viola. That there was a mixture of chatos and ola blood. Became the oyv le lamalo. And once you did the upper application, Havu luhu shirayim. Whatever chatos blood that may remain would be shirayim blood. At that point, what does the source say? It says, offer, now do an offering on the lower part of the mizbeach. What are you trying to accomplish at that point? You're certainly trying to accomplish ola, the ola sacrificial requirement, and you're also applying, in effect, the shirayim. V'kotoni elu v'elu moidim shiachzor v'yitein lamata. The source says that everyone agrees that you should do this lower application. Ushma mino mokom oilo mokom shirayim. And from this you can conclude that according to everybody, including the Chachomim, that the place for an ola is the same place that one puts the shirayim, which would once again be a kasha on Rav Yosef and Rav Yochanan. Ki also Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef Omar. When Rav Yitzchok came, he said, Amri b'marava, they answer or explain in Eretz Yisrael, Hocha b'mayaskinon, the case here is talking about Kegon di Aruv Chatos hachitzoino b'shirayim, where Chatos, sin offering that's chitzona, that's supposed to be done in the Azora, got mixed up with shirayim of a pnimi, of a chatos pnimi, of an internal, a heichal designed chatos, sin offering, where the shirayim, the leftover blood of an internal offering, is spilled on the outside mizbeach. So the case is not like we thought, that it was a case of chatos ve'ola getting mixed up, at which point then you one might have concluded mokom ola mokom shirayim, but rather it's chatos chitzona that gets mixed up with shirayim of pnimi. Amalei Abaye, Abaye asks on Rav Yitzchok and says, "V'neim amar kegon de'arav b'shirayim." Why not set it up as a case of chatas chitzona, blood getting mixed up with leftover or residual shiorei chitzona? Dilma ha komashmalan. Maybe that which you chose to feature, the shiorei pnimi, is you are trying to tell me as follows: Afilu lemanda omar shirayim me'akvin. Even according to the opinion that says that shirayim of a pnimi are binding, that if you don't do the spilling of the residual internal chatos blood on the outside mizbeach, you have not fulfilled the requirement of that sacrifice, the chatos apnimi. Nevertheless, chasru ein me'akvin. If you do the application of the shirai shiorei pnimi on the outside mizbeach, but you're doing with a diminished amount of shiorei pnimi, that is not binding. That doesn't alter the kashrus, the acceptability of the korban. And in this case, that in fact would be the situation. Namely, after you did the chatas, the mixture, there was a mixture of chatas chitzona blood with shiorei pnimi, and he had done an application on the upper part of the mizbeach to fulfill the chatos chitzona requirement. In that upper application, you have diminished the amount of shiorei pnimi blood that you had. Nevertheless, we see in the source, go ahead and offer the continue the offering on the lower part of the mizbeach. That would show me that chisaron is not me'akev. Omale Rava Toisva the Ravina. Rava Toisva, that's his name, he says to Ravina, regarding this explanation that we just gave for the case of the source presented in number 3 just above, but we heard a different explanation for that source. Let's go over this point again. Just now we explained the source that began Nosan Lamalo of Lo Nimlach as a case of Chatos Chitzonu getting mixed up with Shiorei Pnimi. We ask Ha'u Kim Nohahi, but we established this source on Daf Pei Omid Beis in the middle. Beruba El Yoinim, a case of Chatos blood, which was in the majority, that got mixed up with tachtonim, with ola blood, the koyoyiv lamala shiur tachtonim ve'od, and he had done in his blood application on the upper part of the mizbeach a quantity of upper application that was greater than the entire amount of lower blood that got mixed in originally. So that's a different explanation of the case than the case of chatos with shiorei pnimi. Omalei. So Ravina answers, Hani Mili, that setup was Leman the Omru Meikora Ein Bila. That was all used as an explanation to defend Rav Ashi, who had held Ein Bila. However, Maskona Bekoisois Pligi, the Maskona of that discussion was that we were talking about a mix-up of cups. If we look at the Rashi, toward the lower part of the page, Maskona, the Shinuyim, the final answer for explaining those sources, Hadronabon, we retracted from the case of the cases of Bolul. V'ukimna l'shinui d'plukta didhu b'hachmasi simtarovas kosas. And we re-explained the controversy between the Chachomim and Rabbi Eliezer as a mix-up of cups. Umitravayu ko'omar Rabbi Eliezer the leisiv lamalo ulamato. And from both of the cups, Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion, do an application from each cup above, on the upper half of the Mizbeach, and on the lower half of the Mizbeach, from each cup, ushnayim ksherim, and both sacrifices will be acceptable. And where you had done an upper application without any consultation, divrei hakol yitein lamata, everyone will agree, even the Chachamim will agree, do a lower application, ve'elu ve'elu olu, and both will be fulfilled. Ve'ihave muki lo Rav Yitzchok b'chatos ve'oila, and had Rav Yitzchok, whose name was underlined a few lines up from here in the Gemara, had he set it up as a case of b'chatos ve'oila, a confusion between chatos and ola blood, have a then that would have presented a difficulty. Therefore, in the final analysis, we're talking about a mix-up of chatos blood with shiore panimi. The Mishnah. Hanitnin bifnim shinis arvu benitnin bachutz. This blood of internal sacrifices got mixed up with blood of external sacrifices. Once again, internal is a reference to sacrifices whose blood is offered on the inside of the heichal, which got mixed up with blood that's offered on the altar that stands in the azora of the Beis Hamikdash. Yishavchu la'amo. Spill it into the Amo, the rejection ditch. This opinion does not hold from Royin, doesn't hold from the concept of when blood in a state of mixture is applied to an incorrect place, simply view it as water. So this opinion doesn't hold from that called escape clause or escape chance. And therefore, since there is a mixture, spill it out into the rejection ditch. Nosan bachutz, v'chozer v'nosan bifnim kosher. If, however, blood was offered on the outside of the mizbeach, we're dealing once again with this mixture of internal with external, if it was offered on the outside, you can then go ahead and offer it on the inside. Bifnim v'chazar v'nosa b'chutz, however, if the mixture was offered first in the heichal and then offered on the outside, Rabbi Kiva posel. Rabbi Kiva says that the attempt to fulfill the external requirement is not acceptable. The chachamim machshirim. The chachamim are machshir even the chitzon. Rabbi Kiva Omer kol domim shenichnesu l'chaper b'heichal psulin. Rabbi Kiva holds that not only chatos blood that's brought, chatos chitzona blood that's brought into the heichal becomes possible, but that's a halacha that applies to all sacrificial blood brought into the heichal. All sacrificial blood, of course, other than the ones designed to be brought into the heichal, when they are brought in, when the chitzoni bloods are brought in, they become unfit. B'chachomim omrim chatos bilvad. The restriction of bringing bloods of external sacrifices into the heichal applies only to the korban chatas. Rabbi Lezer omer af ha'osham. Rabbi Lezer says, in addition to the chatas, osham blood, which is an external offering, if its blood is brought into the heichal, it's rendered unfit. Shneimar, the pasuk parallels the osham to the chatas. It says kechatos ka'osham. The Gemara asks, V'niflog nami Rabbi Eliezer b'ha. Rabbi Eliezer was the Tana that we've learned on previous in previous shiurim that blood that's offered in an incorrect fashion, or specifically on an incorrect part of the mizbeach, we view it as if it's water. That's the concept of royin. Why does he not appear in this Mishnah saying the same thing? Let's turn to the opening of the Mishnah. We had internal blood that got mixed up with external blood. So all we saw in this Mishnah was spill it into the rejection ditch. Why doesn't Rabbi Elazar say, well, if you have internal that got mixed up with external, do the application and the do the necessary applications and the korban that's being applied in its in the wrong place, simply view it as water. So the Gemara answers why Rebbe Elazar doesn't present his opinion in this case of Taroivis Pnimi with Chutz. Hechi Levid, what should he do? And what we've done with our markings, we've double underlined the different possibilities that we'll shortly see cannot be carried out. Nesiv Bachutz, Vahadar Nesiv Lifnim, should maybe do the application of the chitzoni first on the altar that stands in the Azorah and then do the internal blood applications. That's not a good suggestion. Kishem shemitzvah lahaktim elyonim l'tachtonim. Just like we know that when you have a mixture of upper and lower bloods, you're supposed to give precedence to the upper blood. Namely, do it before you do the lower application. Well, kach mitzvah lahaktim panim l'chutz. By the same token, you're supposed to offer the internal blood before the external blood. So this suggestion, which we double underline, which gave preference to the chutz before the pnim, is not acceptable. Well, v'nesiv lifnim v'odar nesiv l'chutz, maybe Rabbi Elazar would say, do the internal application and view as water the external blood that's mixed in as water, and then do the external application. That too is rejected. Kevan de'iko chatas v'osham. Since you have chatas chitzoni and osham blood as possibilities, as examples of chitzon, the chinichnas domon lifnim, in the case of their blood being brought into the hechal psulim, it would become puzzle. In other words, there would be no option of hoder nes of the chutz of then doing a second application on the outside mizbeach. Lo psikale, it becomes a situation of a non-definitive possibility. In other words, you would have a teaching of the Mishnah that's taught in an unqualified fashion, and then we would have to teach it in a qualified fashion, and that we don't want to do. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar doesn't present his approach in this particular case of a tarovas of pnimi with chitzon bloods. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.